Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, talking into the fiscal year for Uncle Sam. Back on that in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains top hard graze and grain wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Congress continues to work to try to wrap up all the appropriations measures between now and the end of the month, which is the end of the fiscal year. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says there's a couple of issues within the appropriations measures that NCBA is especially interested in.
We really have two big priorities in this appropriations process. The first has to do with electronic logging devices, or ELDs. Right now, the livestock haulers are exempt from ELD implementation thanks to language we have in the FY18 appropriations bills. The good news is that in both the House and Senate versions of the FY19 bills, that exemption has been extended for another year. So whether we complete the bills or if we actually do a continuing resolution, regardless on the path, we will see an additional year added to our ELD exemption. We also have a lot of stake riding on language in this farm bill, which would direct USDA to be the primary regulatory agency for fake meat. This is something that has been a priority for NCBA since we passed policy on it at our annual convention in Phoenix almost 9 months ago, and it will allow us to have a level playing field with these fake meat companies because they will be inspected just like our product is inspected. And more importantly, when you're talking about the Food Safety Inspection Service and having USDA as the primary regulator, it means that they will have control over labels, which we believe will go a long way in preventing the label of clean meat being affixed to packages of beef. So that language is also included in the appropriations bill. So those are our two priorities as we look at wrapping up this fiscal year and going into the new fiscal year.
Also out there that might be worked on and finalized between now and the November general elections, endangered species modernization.
ESA modernization is still one of these efforts that we're really excited about because, again, this is really a once-in-a-career opportunity to address the Endangered Species Act, and everything seems to be aligning to allow us to do that. This is an effort that was started well over a year ago, led by the Western Governors Association, and we finally have it here in Washington, D.C. Right now, our effort is focused on finding a Democratic co-sponsor. We are still working to make that happen. But there are a lot of different groups that are a part of this coalition, those of us in agriculture and those groups that in the past have sometimes been adversarial have come to the table as well and said that this is a good effort. So once we find that Democratic co-sponsor, I think we will see much more effort put on this to complete this effort. Now, this is not one of those that has to be done by the end of September. If this rolls into the lame duck session later in November and December, we will still have the opportunity to move it forward. But we want to get this done before this Congress is completed, so that way the new Congress can start fresh, and also we can have some certainty on where the Endangered Species Act will be going in the future.
And finally, Colin, let's talk just briefly about the 2018 Farm Bill process. I know there are a couple of things within the Farm Bill negotiations going on right now of great interest to the cattle industry.
All of us in agriculture, especially here at NCBA, remain optimistic that we can get a farm bill done by the deadline of September 30th. There's a lot of work that has to be done, and the first step was to have the first public meeting of the conference committee, which took place this week. Now, legally, that's the only step that the conference committee has to do publicly. Everything else can actually be done just with member-to-member phone calls and emails. And given the tight time frame we're on, that may be what we see. When it comes down to it, there's going to be a discussion about the SNAP work requirements and how we try to mesh the two versions of the conservation title, the Senate version and the House version. I do believe that those will be the biggest fights. But the calculation that both sides are going through right now is how do they get a bill that passes the House, passes the Senate, and gets the signature of the president. And that is the key to the calculation.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.